Blog Talk Radio.
You brought me through. Everything
What God have done at such a time as this. I'm thankful. And yes, you can be sure. You can be sure that he loving us with an everlasting love. He declared that with his loving kindness have he drawn us. We've been introduced to a greater love, to the great love. Some folks just have the mediocre love, but we've been introduced to this greater love. It never stopped. It never stopped flowing. It's everlasting. Hey, welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Louis Beasley, called to be an apostle of Jesus Christ. By the will of God. Thank you all so much for joining us. Today is Thankful Thursday. The scripture declare and decree that in everything give thanks. For this is the will of God concerning us in Christ Jesus. So I'm thankful, brothers and sisters. I am so thankful for his word. And Father God, as we come to you with thanksgiving in our hearts, we thank you. We thank you for the opportunity, Heavenly Father, to experience truth. We thank you, Father God, that Christ is more than a piece of paper. Christ is the living word. We thank you for it. We thank you, Father God, that you chose us. At such a time as this, I thank you, Father God, that you speak eternal life in us and you allow us to share. I thank you for it. I thank you, Father God, for this broadcast. I thank you for the pastors that have tuned in. I thank you for the healing, Father God. I thank you for having an assistant such as Pastor Bill, Father God, who's always ready to go and do your will. I thank you for it. I thank you for it, Lord. Continue to crown her head with wisdom and let her apply her heart to understanding. I thank you, Father God, that she's not a doubter. She's a believer. She believed, Father God, just as Jesus spoke to his disciples when he said, the world no longer see me, but you'll see me. And because I live, you shall live also. I thank you, Heavenly Father, that we live because Christ lives. We live through Christ. I believe it, Father God. I believe it. Thank you, Father God, for the hearts that you have given us to love you and care for you. Those, Father God, who ask for prayer according to your word, Father God. We put ourselves in agreement with them. And also, Father God, we want you to know we declare Jeremiah 29 and 11. Your word says, Father God, your word says, I know the thoughts that I think of you, said the Lord. The thoughts of peace and not evil. The thoughts of love. The thought of giving. I thank you, Father God, for the kindness. I thank you, Father God, for all of it. I thank you, Father God, for those that be willing to speak in your behalf according to your word. Now, Father God, we ask you all these blessings in Christ's name. And we pray, amen, amen. Hallelujah. Well, brothers, we open it up for anyone that would like to be thankful. You're welcome to just join in at any moment, anytime. You don't have to put your hand up. Studio open. So whoever come in is the ones we're going to listen to. Hallelujah.
Praise God. Good afternoon, everyone. Pastor, thank you for the song and thank you for the prayer. Amen. I stand in agreement with your prayer. Amen.
Yes.
And I like that song because in that song, it was telling us that he is thankful for it all, for everything. And
yes,
that's how we should be thankful,
yes,
for everything. And so when I was reading in the scripture, we were talking about righteousness, and it had the different scriptures. It says that God is completely righteous, and it tells that in tells us that in Isaiah 45, verses 21 through 24. Also, it says we cannot attain righteousness in our own human nature. And that's in Isaiah 64 and verse 6. And it tells us that the human nature is opposite of righteousness. Amen. And I was just looking at these scriptures on this righteousness, and that's in Romans 3 and verse
10. You know it's by faith. You know it's by faith. Come on with it.
Amen. And then righteousness is not obtained by good works. And that's in Romans 4:18-25. And it says strict legalism cannot make us righteous in Galatians 3:11-21. And our God-given righteousness is armor against Satan's attack, and as in Ephesians 6:14. So I just wanted to share some of the righteousness. Well, there's three more. I might as well give them all. The next one is we become righteous through faith in Christ, Philippians 3:9. And studying God's word helps us grow in righteousness, and that's 2 Timothy 3:16. And righteousness ought to characterize each believer's life, and that is in 1 Peter 2:24. So let us be righteous, have the righteousness of God. And I just wanted to share those scriptures because I, you know, it helped me, and I wanted it to be able to help others. So we're studying righteousness. And so that's just it's just some of the scriptures that will help us in the righteousness of God. Thank you, Pastor.
Oh, thank you. Awesome. Awesome. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Hallelujah. Anyone else? It has to take over for about 2 minutes. Let me go and it's raining. My stuff down. I'll be right back.
Okay, Pastor. Amen. Go ahead, Pastor, teaching us on this righteousness. So I'd like to give thanks to God and thank God for leading Pastor in this lesson as he teaches us this lesson. And a lot of times our concordance in our Bible would give us more insight, more scriptures on righteousness and how we should be in righteousness. And we were talking about, Pastor was talking about we have to put on righteousness, and that's God's righteousness. And I'll go ahead and read Isaiah 61 and verse 10. That was one of the scriptures we read yesterday, until Pastor returns. So Isaiah 61 and verse 10, and I'm reading that from the King James. It says, I will greatly rejoice in the Lord. My soul shall be joyful in my God, for he hath clothed me with the garment of salvation. He hath covered me with the robe of righteousness, as a bridegroom decketh himself with ornaments, and as a bride adorn herself with her jewels. And so from the New Living Translation, it said, for I am overwhelmed with joy in the Lord my God, for he has dressed me with the clothing of salvation and draped me in a robe of righteousness. I am like a bridegroom in his wedding suit or a bride with her jewels. Amen. So we are to put on that righteousness. Amen. Back to you, Pastor. That was Isaiah 61 and verse 10.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Pastor. Anyone else, I do apologize. I had to, I didn't think it was going to rain this early, and all the rain came down on the things that was in the back of my truck, so I had to cover it up right quick. But thank you, Pastor, for taking over for me. And anyone else is thankful for wherever and everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God.
Yeah. Amen.
Man, when I think about where God has brought us from and where we're at now, I have to be thankful.
Amen.
Matter of fact, I haven't always been able to just preach truth. For those that may not know this, that in some churches, you're not allowed to say certain things. See, they get you in that room, in that, I don't care how big the room is, it can hold 5 people or 105 people, but they get you in that room, and there's a spirit there that say, oh, you can't say this, and you can't say that. You can't call these people righteous. Because you know better, Pastor. See, there's a spirit that says you can't talk like God talk. God calls us righteous. Guess what I do? I call us righteous. He made him who knew no sin to become the righteousness for us. So my righteousness is not predicated on what I feel or what I think. My righteousness is in Christ. So if I'm in Christ, I have that righteousness.
Amen. Amen.
That's what's going on, brothers and sisters. There was a time I couldn't preach. So I'm thankful that I can teach truth like I never before. When I think about the word of God to the kingdom of God and what it's like, man, I am so grateful.
Yes.
I know that the kingdom of God is like this wedding. And Jesus tells the parable of the wedding. I'm thankful for that.
Yes, amen.
See, these parables mean more to me than ever before. So when I'm thinking about it, this is the kingdom of God. This is what the kingdom of God is. Righteous, peace, joy in the Holy Ghost. That's what God's kingdom is.
Yes.
You got to have God's righteousness. And let me say that, too, because I'm thankful that man used to tell me I had to have their righteousness or whatever they said. But God is teaching me that I got to have his righteousness.
That's right.
One time, you got to have his righteousness.
Amen.
And his righteousness is by faith in Christ Jesus, according to Romans 3:22. I know that's what that said. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm thankful. I'm thankful for his righteousness. I'm thankful for that God have called us to his righteousness.
Mm-hmm.
We're called to his righteousness. You have to answer that call and say, yes, Lord, I want it. I want to wear your, stuff. See, it's so much.
Right.
I'm trying to give it a good name. But I want to wear your garment. I want to wear your jewelry. I want people to know that I've been chosen to be in your wedding. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
See, many are called, but a few are chosen. So everybody's going to have to answer the call. But when you've been chosen, it's when he done clapped that righteousness on you. And you know it's not yours.
Yeah.
You know where you got it from? Hallelujah.
Yeah.
My righteousness.
Amen.
God, ain't nothing I do. It ain't nothing I have to do but have faith in Christ.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Do that mean I can do what I want to do? God forbid. How can I when I'm dead and alive to Christ?
Hallelujah.
Yeah, my righteousness is in God. It's not predicated on man's stuff. See, man will have you going like a lunatic trying to be right. You got to do this. You got to do that. You got to do this. You ain't doing this right. You ain't and they'll just have you in a whirlwind, man. You'll never get it straight. But when you have the righteousness of God,
come on now, say that.
Righteousness, it makes the wrong right. Because God's grace is in righteousness.
Ooh, hallelujah, hallelujah.
And God loves that. Oh, I forgive you. God said, I put that on you before the foundation of the world.
Thank you, Lord.
Man, how can you neglect such great salvation when you don't have to do nothing but receive it?
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Tag up and say, yes, Lord, I want it. See, this righteousness that God put in us go beyond all understanding. I mean, he give you a peace about it.
Say that.
Matter of fact, the Bible says we should be called, I know it's somewhere over there in Romans, I want to say it's 9 and 26, but he said if we've been called to be children of righteousness, something along those lines, but we've been called the children of the living God, and God is righteous. So if we've been called his children, some of the same stuff in him ought to be in his children. You tell me what child doesn't bear some of the resemblance of their parents. Some of them. Some.
Yeah.
May not be it all, but there's some stuff about that child. You'll see it in their parents. You'll see it in one of the other ones. You'll either see it in the grace, or you'll see it in the father, or you'll see it in something about being a child of God is just so awesome, man.
Amen.
For those that don't know, I walk around in God's forgiveness every day. Close me.
Thank you, Lord. Yeah.
Love it. Shine like new money. And
all right
now. About it.
That's
right. He can't put on this righteousness. He wasn't invited.
Yeah,
he wasn't invited. He can't put this garment on that we wear. He can't wear it.
That's right.
I just think it's marvelous. Myself.
Yes, it is.
I think it's a great thing.
Yeah.
Everybody can't comprehend it. But when God can give you that ability to comprehend, if you know that he is righteous and you know that everyone that doeth righteous is born of God, you're in a good place. You're in a good place. When you recognize that he's calling you his little children, that only means that you are righteous. When you accept that call, hey, I'm God's child. That's my daddy. My daddy is righteous. So therefore, I'm righteous. That's not being arrogant, brothers and sisters. That's confessing. That's confessing what the word of God said.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead. Say that.
The Bible says that in this little children are manifest, and the children of the devil also. So whosoever doeth not righteous is not of God. You are of God, man.
Thank you, Lord.
You of God. That's what the Bible says. You're his little children. Don't let people deceive you. He that doeth righteous is righteous. Well, what makes you do it righteous is because you do what the Word of God said. Christ became your righteousness.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
See, the devil wants you to turn flips and do this and the third. You ain't paying your tithe. I heard somebody say this the other day. You ain't paying your tithe. God can't bless you. You're a stinking lie. That ain't even scripture. How about folks that don't have it?
Yeah, yeah.
I told a brother the other day, I said, brother, trust me. God knows where your heart. He knows where your mind. Listen,
yes,
brothers. You just like you know your children, you know what they can do and cannot do.
Mm-hmm.
If you gave them a house to live in and you know they could not afford to pay you $1,000 and all they had was $200, you're not going to harass them over no $1,000. You're not going to do that if you're a true parent. Matter of fact, you'll probably say, you ain't got to pay me this month. Use it for something else because I know you have some other needs. See, that's how a loving father operates. We have a loving father, brothers and sisters.
Thank you, Lord.
Anyone else? See, we done lost a couple of people, but it's all good. Hey, I got to preach the truth, brothers and sisters.
Amen.
I got to preach the truth. And the truth is that we got good, that's good news here. The Bible said it was customary that the wedding guests were to be given garment to wear to the banquet.
Amen.
When you leave here, you're going to the banquet. Can I say that one more time? When you leave here, you need to have your garment on so that when you get to the banquet, they'll recognize that you have your garment on.
Amen.
So you can enter in and say and be accepted.
Yeah.
We must be ready, brothers and sisters. We must be clothed in righteousness.
That's right.
And salvation. Maybe I was gonna throw that in there. I just love that scripture Pastor read yesterday at the Messenger Bible. And she might hit it on you today. In Isaiah 61:10, that is just so awesome.
Okay, Pastor. Yes, it is.
You got to hear that with your spirit. A lot of times, if you don't repeat some of this stuff, you're not hearing it. Well, do I got it? Yeah, you got it. Because faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. You want to hear the right stuff. You want to hear no anything and everything. You want to hear the right stuff. Thank you for being, you know, thank you for being God's child. Thank you for saying, you know, Lord, I appreciate your word. Let me tell you what, brothers and sisters. You got to know you're dead to sin and alive to righteousness. How you get that? Well, the Bible says you're dead to sin, but alive to Christ. Christ is righteousness. That's your righteousness. That's our righteousness. That's part of our new nature. See, we get freedom. We get freedom in that.
Yeah.
Try to give yourself completely to God. And watch how free you get.
Yeah.
You got the right to choose your own master. That's your right, man.
It is.
You worried about sin. God took care of that. He put it on Christ. And here the devil wants you to focus on that. But anyway, maybe on tomorrow we'll get into those other little parables. But as we went back quick. Wow.
Yeah.
But this is about your righteousness, and God wants you to have it. Anyone else have anything you want to be thankful for, or something you want to share? Anyone?
Amen. Praise God. But Pastor, I just wanted to read that out of the Message Bible. Or was there someone getting ready to say something?
No, go ahead, Pastor.
Isaiah 61 and verse 10, it says, I will sing for joy in God, explode in praise from deep in my soul. He dressed me up in a suit of salvation. He outfitted me in a robe of righteousness. As a bridegroom who puts on a tuxedo and a bride, a jewel tiara. Amen.
Yeah, everybody get this. Everybody been chosen, get this. God anoint us because we're his favor. We're his favor.
Yeah.
He anoints us with the spirit of the sovereign Lord. That's what's on you.
Thank you.
He the one calls you to preach to the poor.
Mm-hmm.
Guess what he tells you? Tell them the good news.
Mm-hmm.
And I like he used poor because usually the poor is the last one to get it. So you're going to preach to those that don't know it.
Mm-hmm. All right. Yes,
hallelujah. Anyone else? I tell you, you know, it's a beautiful lesson, brothers and sisters. Put on some new garment here. It's available. It's free.
Amen.